USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A South Carolina man pleaded guilty to sharing bomb-making information with another man in support of ISIS. Christopher Sean Matthews, 34, who goes by Ali Jibril, entered his plea in San Antonio, Texas, Tuesday. According to court documents, Matthew advised 22-year-old Jalen Christopher Molina of Cost, Texas, how to shoot up sites like the White House, the Trump Tower in New York, and New York Stock Exchange. Matthew faces up to 20 years in prison. His next court date is March 4th. Joe Biden's national security advisor pick defended the anti-Trump dossier in 2018 as perfectly appropriate. Jake Sullivan, who worked with Biden when he served as vice president in the Obama administration and as a senior foreign policy advisor to Hillary Clinton during her presidential run. The 100th flight of a Falcon 9 rocket delivered 60 satellites to orbit for SpaceX Starlink network Tuesday night. For the first time, a reusable Falcon 9 booster completed its seventh trip to space and back. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Controversy follows a Biden cabinet pick. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest.
Joe Biden's transition website does not disclose that his Secretary of State pick, Tony Blinken, co-founded a consulting firm that he used to cash in on his experience working in the Obama administration. Blinken co-founded West Exec Advisors in 2018 with Michelle Flournoy, who confirmed to The Intercept that the firm was staffed with people recently coming out of government who helped corporations figure out how to sell in the public sector space to navigate the Department of Defense, the intel community, law enforcement. In August, members of the Democratic Party urged Biden to cut ties with Blinken. In a letter signed by more than 275 delegates to the DNC, they wrote, quote, "We ask you not to rely on foreign policy advice from those who may have a conflict of interest as a result of their relationships and lobbying on behalf of merchants selling weapons and surveillance technology," end quote. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
With politicians attempting to cancel your Thanksgiving festivities, one reliable fact of life will garnish televisions across America. Football, and the National Football League will be here Thursday to rescue you from Aunt Emily's flip phone photos. Three games are on tap. Houston will play Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Breaking down college football's top 25, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season will release Tuesday with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the fourth spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 as the last two out of the 4-team playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches' polls this week. Cincinnati is the highest-ranked Group of Five team, coming in at number 7 with an 8-0 mark. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 100th flight of a Falcon 9 rocket delivered 60 satellites to orbit for SpaceX Starlink network Tuesday night. The Falcon 9 rocket fired its 9 kerosene-fueled Merlin 1D engines and roared off Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.